Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Mike Servideo of the Philly Soccer Page, as we talk Philadelphia Union, who will look to stay hot on Saturday night as they welcome the Montreal Impact to Chester in MLS play. And Mike, the Union 4-0-1 in their last five in MLS action. They have surged into fifth place in the standings, and they've really kind of given themselves a little leeway there. They actually could have an eye on fourth, though. What's been the big difference here over the last several weeks that's allowed this team to finally turn the corner?
I think that they finally got the offense clicking a little bit. The defense has been pretty stout throughout the year. Corey Burke has come in up top, and CJ Sapong has moved out to the wing, and the team is scoring goals now. And I think they're playing very confidently. The midfield is one of the best in the MLS over the last couple of months. So I think moving the ball around and getting it forward, scoring goals has really turned the corner for the team over the last couple of weeks.
I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done, and they don't have an X next to their name or anything, but are they to the point where they could be a player in the Eastern Conference playoffs?
Yeah, I think that they are. You know, I don't think that if they can continue on the form that they're in heading into the playoffs, I don't think that many of the teams even in front of them in the standings would want to see them or want to travel to Philadelphia, especially to play them here. I think this is a year that they can make some noise in the playoffs.
So let's talk a little bit about Montreal. Montreal is behind them in the standings, sitting in the sixth spot. What do you see in this matchup? What will be the keys?
I think it's going to be interesting to see how the midfield is deployed. Borja Dzekal came out of the game 2 weeks ago with an ankle injury. He seems to be back in training and seems to be available for the game. So I think how Montreal is able to handle Philadelphia's midfield and how Philadelphia is able to control the ball against a strong Montreal side will determine the match.
How big, we talk about the 4-0-1 in their last five, and I feel like this is the first time in a long time, maybe ever, that this franchise has answered the bell at a critical time with a run of results like this where they have taken care of business. How big is this, you think, for the group, even past maybe this season? Have we really seen them? I mentioned turn the corner earlier, but maybe turn the corner in a big picture type of way?
I think it finally feels like that, and I think people that follow the Union have been waiting for that for a long time. A plan was put in place when Ernie Stewart arrived a couple of years ago to put more into the academy. I think they're starting to finally see that pay off, and you've had really huge years from guys like Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie, guys that have come through the Union Academy, and there seems to be more in that pipeline. So I it feels like there's finally some light at the end of the tunnel for what's been a tough couple of years for Union fans, and I do think that they can sustain it going forward with what they have coming up.
Mike Servideo, Philly Soccer Page, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Philadelphia Union, who host Montreal on Saturday. And Mike, if someone wants to check out your work, what should they do?
You can read me over at phillysoccerpage.com, and you can check me out with Greg Orlandini on the KYW Philly Soccer Show.
Mike, thanks for the time and insight.
Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.